this episode of Signs of Allah, we'll be discussing the holy verse from the holy chapter known as Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 6. The verse goes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim. Now this verse is translated as guide us to the straight path or keep us on the straight path. There are two important words, Hidayat, Sirat. Now after asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and confessing his servitude towards him, the servant now reaches a state where he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance to the straight path, the path of the doers of good. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rahman and who is Rahim, for one more bounty from his endless bounties. And that bounty is the bounty of guidance. The believer knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confidence in him, but we are not masoom, and these bounties can be cut or stopped at any moment. Whenever we commit sins through vices, injustice, or acts of wrongdoing, we are creating barriers between ourselves and the source of guidance. For this reason, sometimes the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not reach us. Therefore, the believer and the servant asks the Creator, the Almighty, at least 10 times per day to keep him, to guide him on this straight path, and not to let him deviate and move away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the road to completion, the road to perfection of man is never ending. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to higher levels through his guidance. Now, why did the holy prophets and imams also ask for this guidance onto the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the absolute perfection is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us, without exception, are trying to reach this state of perfection. So even the prophets and the holy imams, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take them to higher levels. Now, someone may ask, what is the straight path? The straight path is the religion of truth and the belief in the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran says in Surah number 3, verse 101, whoever holds firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be shown a way that is straight. The straight path, as narrated by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, it is the way and the cognizance of imamate. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the straight path is the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And in another tradition, by Allah, we, the Ahlul Bayt, are the straight path. Therefore, the straight path is the path of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, is based on the doctrine of Islam, which is our Usuluddin, or the foundations of our religion, which consists of Tawheed, the oneness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adalat, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nubuwat, which is prophethood, Imamat, which is the belief in our 12 Imams, and the hereafter, or the day of Qiyamah. So, in conclusion, what lessons did we learn from this holy verse? Number one, always seek guidance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at any moment, the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be cut off. At any moment, the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be blocked due to our sins. Number two, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the path of the Ahlul Bayt. So try to stay on the path of the Ahlul Bayt and not deviate away from them. And definitely you will reach towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely you will reach a state close to perfection. This was verse number 6 of Surah Al-Fatiha. Remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.
Wherever you are.